Well, the thing is, the biggest one knocking on doors, one, was doctors. How come we're bringing so many people to town and we don't have doctors? And why aren't we not succeeding? Well, I think we are succeeding, and we've got more doctors coming. We also have to expand our medical center over here to bring blood work in, x-rays, and MRIs. There's companies that want to come here and do that, but for some reason, they're meeting resistance. I don't know why. I don't know what the resistance is, because I'm not part of those talks. But I'd love to be part of them. They would like to have a hotel. Yesterday on Wednesday, there was a huge discussion with a company that wants to build a Hampton Inn here in Brighton. They're looking at two properties, and they're talking with property owners now to purchase those properties. And I've also talked with the planning department, and they're in talks with these people right now. I brought them to town. I brought them to the economic development, and I passed them on to Ben Hergerman, and the talks are going through to bring them here. Also, we need affordable housing or apartments. We found two pieces of property, one on Butler Street, another one on another piece of street. I brought the company here, Aria. Afria, their name is. They're 95% funded by CHMHC. They would build 120 to 80 to 120 apartments to 30% of income. So if you make $1,000 a month, your income, your payments would be $300 a month. It's something that we need. So I have worked as a counselor to bring those things here, but I'm not sitting at the table when I pass them on. So I think they need to talk with a business person that's there. And I am a businessman. I know how to talk to them, relate to them, and what we got to do to give and take to get them here, because it's needs of what the people want. Also to do their streets, their roads, the wastewater treatment plant. Well, basically, that's been going on for 8 years before I got on council, and basically, it's been done. And the wastewater task force was set up so we could get the proper system in place. That was also sent by the PhD. This system that has been that they're doing now will work. The difference in the other one and this one. So, and there was no waste of money. There wasn't $5 to $6 million wasted. It was done very quickly, one meeting, done, bang, peer-reviewed, EA has been submitted, and this one you can qualify for government grants. And the other thing is, why is everything put on the taxpayers' back? Why weren't there grant money gone to get? So since I've been on council, working with Councillor Bateman, we have gone and got government grants and supported the town. If you look at the government grants in the last 4 years versus the last 10 years, you'll see a huge, big difference. So when people say they're politically connected, so it works and follow through. And if we do a project, let's say let's take pickleball. Go get the grant for pickleball to build a pickleball court for tournaments. And now it's come to light that the pickleball court that you just built cannot have tournaments because it's 6 feet too short. The lines are too wide and it won't work. And people are twisting their ankles because they left it on mud. So these things have to be fixed. They have to be repaired. You can't just sweep them under the rug because an election is coming. You got to get them done. It should have been done correctly from the start. And this is where your projects are done from measured to the end and completed. And that's how I got paid as a businessman, and that's how I got promoted to the rank of I was in, as an NCO in the military. And I got there relatively quick. And I was very well trained to do those points, to do that. One of the other key points that they have is the stormwater management ponds. Like just saving the money and standing my ground that we didn't own a pond with Councillor Bateman and I and Mary Tadman. But we went there and basically we were told we owned the pond. After reading the subdivision agreement, there's no possible way we could own that pond or anybody with any intelligence could say that we owned that pond. It took a year and a half, a consultant study and a legal fee to come back in front of council 3 months ago and told us we do not own the pond, so the town doesn't have to spend $2 to $4 million to fix it. The developer has to do it, and he has to repair it, and to save the taxpayers' money. So I've been questioning where did I save taxpayers' money. I have to be very cautious on this. The other thing is on the broadband. In the rural, when I'm hitting the thing, the broadband, why don't we hear more about broadband? Well, we broadband. Councillor Bateman started this, and he went and he did 99% of all the work of getting the broadband here and everything. All I did was go with him for the 1%. But as soon as it's here, somebody tries to take the credit for it. And the thing is, then everything just stopped. Even the committee wants to know why we're not having committee meetings on broadband and follow up with Hydro One, where it's going, because it's going to affect 1,900 homes in a rural area. Just because you're not involved in it, you should be able to give credit for other people and other counselors and what they've done and how to bring it, because it's a team effort. It's not an I, because I'm not a career politician. I'm here for the residents of Brighton and the municipality. The counselors they elect, they're here to service the residents of Brighton, not themselves, their ego, or any other clony that they have that follow them behind them or think they're career politicians. Because I have been attacked by those attack dogs, and I'm asked by that at the door, what about this email? What about this Facebook page? I just ignore it. I'm taking a very high road on this.